It's time to slip into something a little more comfortable. Something more conducive to putting one's feet up and sipping a velvety Pinot, perhaps. Or actually any type of refreshment at this hour of the day, for that matter. And what are you going to be doing, I hear you ask? Well, aside from feeling very comfortable and refreshed, you're probably going to be watching, listening, or viewing something. And our next guest does a bit of that, to expert level, actually. And he's here to gently guide us along the entertainment highway. Four reviews, 2 minutes. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Willie. How are you going?
I am really well. That's really good. I was saying to you just before we came on air that, you know, there looks like there are some gigs slowly starting to, live gigs slowly starting to come back.
Yeah, I think it's just been a gradual process, and I think venues are working their way through. I'm not sure how they're handling the standing GA thing. I'm not sure how that's doing, but I guess if they can do a seated gig like cinemas and theatres, they can just safely do it with a space between groups. So
yeah.
I think that's the plan. I did actually notice Tame Impala, I think, are playing Kudos Bank Arena in December, which was a show that was postponed from April.
Oh, wow.
So they're selling tickets to that. So I'm not sure what capacity they're allowed to have. But, yeah, it's good to see that, you know, with Australia doing really well, that there's at least music is starting up again.
Starting to come back music. Online. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What have you got for us this week?
Okay. Number one off the rank is a film I saw recently and really loved. It's called Kajillionaire. This is the new film from Miranda July, very great American independent filmmaker. It's her first film in over a decade. And like any of her films, they're always a little bit strange, wonderful, left of centre, but beautiful in their own way. This one is about two parents, Richard Jenkins, played by Richard Jenkins and Deborah Winger, who are sort of long-time scam artists. They've just lived that way their entire life, pulling off little tricks and scams. Their main one is stealing mail, where they sell the contents of the mail. And they've got a 20-something-year-old daughter, played by Evan Rachel Wood, who's sort of dragged along for the ride, even though it's not really what her life would be. So this film sort of goes along on that path of the family relationship and the scams pulled and things like that. But at the heart of it is really the relationship between the daughter and the parents, and the fact that she's never really had a normal lifestyle, and she really just doesn't feel their love because they're sort of so wrapped up in their own little schemes and everything. This is a really beautiful film. It's quite odd. It's got a real strange humour, but that's typical of Miranda July. Sort of the film that I guess if you just go along for the ride and take it all in, you'll really get something out of it. If you sort of just want something conventional, you're probably not going to enjoy it. But I really loved it. I think it's a beautiful film, and there's some really great scenes in it, and just that odd humour I love.
And that's on at the theatres at the moment.
Yeah, but it's been on. It's still going, mainly your independent Palace and Dendy. You can still see it. It's a really wonderful little film.
Great. Kajillionaire. Okay.
Yes.
Number two.
Number two is a TV show that I've just recently finished. Very, very enjoyable or very well made. It's called The Salisbury Poisonings. This is a BBC 4-episode drama. You can catch it all on SBS on demand. And this is all based on a true story that I wasn't overly familiar with, but in 2018, the town of Salisbury in England was sort of devastated by some poisonings that occurred there. And it was a total mystery at first what happened. But as they uncovered it, it was that there were two Russian spies.
Were they spies? Yes.
Yeah, the Skripals, yeah. So they were basically Russians that were spies for the British, but they'd been repatriated to England to live, I guess, in safety, but they weren't safe. There was this a nerve agent called Novichok, which basically, if you don't get any sort of treatment, can kill you pretty quickly. And it only needs the smallest, slightest of samples to invade your body. So these two people were inflicted by it, but really that wreaked havoc on the town because you had immediately people in hazmat suits shutting the whole city down, trying to find out what happened, trying to protect the citizens. So it's a really fascinating story. As I said, it only happened in 2018. And I think what I loved about this show, it really goes more into the personal lives and how it affected them, mainly the chief health officer and also a detective who was first on the scene. So this is like a lot of great BBC British dramas just gripping, relevant, beautifully acted. So if you like that sort of thing, this is very good.
Wow. So that's on SBS On Demand, and it's a four-part series.
Four parts, yeah, The Salisbury Poisonings.
Okay, awesome. Number three.
Number three, I'm going to talk about a person that is basically my idol in music. I don't think I've ever mentioned before, he hasn't had an album out this year, which is unusual for him. It's the great Ty Segall, who's an LA rocker, also was based in San Francisco for a while. He's such a prolific artist. He's been making albums for over 12 years. I think with COVID this year, he didn't have an album, but he also does a lot of side projects. So he's still had his hand in two albums this year. He had one earlier this year, a band called Wasted Shirt. And now his other side project, which is called Fuzz, has just released their third album. It's just titled Three, as in the three Roman numerals. And if you want rock music that is melodic and soaring and crunchy and hits you in the head, then Fuzz, this is just really, really awesome. It's a three-piece. Charles Muthart does the drums, who he plays with Ty in his band, and a guy called Chad Yubovich, who's in a band called Meat Bodies, and they're the trio, bass, drums, guitar. But what I love about anything Ty does, there's still a huge melody surfing along these rock, beefy, chunky rock beats. And he's just, yeah, I've seen him live about four or five times now. He's an idol of mine. And even though we're not getting a Ty album this year, Fuzz will do nicely.
Fuzz is going to hold you over.
Yeah, this is really rock hard. But what I like about it is this melody there. I don't like rock music that's just like a bit, doesn't move along nicely.
Yeah, okay. You need to have some of the kind of nice thread that runs through it, not just bang, 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 kind of.
No, well, that's why I find heavy metal music very laborious, and
yes.
I find punk music too much without too
a bit aggressive.
Just a bit one note, which maybe is all right when you're an 18-year-old, but yeah. As we get older. So this has both. I get the rock, but I also get the melody.
Oh, I love it.
So Fuzz is doing it for me.
Okay, perfect. Number four.
Number four, it's a show that I think is getting a lot of people loving. It's Ted Lasso. This is the debut season on Apple TV, 10 half-hour episodes. If you want something that's just going to make you feel good, going to make you laugh, cry a little bit, it's not going to break any boundaries of TV wonder. But if you just want something enjoyable, this is it. Jason Sudeikis, the American comic actor.
That's guy. He is like a hard-working actor, right?
He is very hard-working.
And I feel like you see him in so many things, but he's never really been like number one, if you know what
exactly.
I mean.
No, exactly. Yeah, and I was saying to my wife last night, I said, he's been in a hell of a lot of films. And I said, well, I haven't seen any of them, but I know him.
Yes.
He's sort of in films I don't go and see, but he's in a lot. And they're just those sort of broad American comedies.
The most recent one I saw him in was it was just like a quiet weekend. We were looking for something funny, lighthearted to watch. And it was that movie he was in with Jennifer Aniston, and where they were like pretending to be a family and run drugs across the border from Mexico in a Winnebago.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, it was quite funny. He's quite good in everything he seems to be in.
He's got a certain charm. And this one, he plays a fictional American football coach that is plucked out of there to be the manager of an English Premier League team, mainly because the owner of the team has been left with it. A woman, Rebecca, who was, divorced by a pretty terrible man who was the owner, she got the club, and she knows that her ex-husband, the main thing in his life that he loved was a football club, so she gets him to come be the manager in the hope that the club fails miserably.
Revenge.
but he wins every. I mean, the main part of the show is, you know, the fish out of water, the super optimistic, charming American comes to Britain where they're all a bit dour and sad, and he doesn't like their culture, but he's just so open that he wins everyone over. So it's a feel good story. It's funny, it's light. There's a bits of it that touch the heartstrings a little bit. And it's just really good entertainment. If you want something that's just very easy to watch.
Just easy watching.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
call it fairy floss for the mind.
It is, yeah, yeah. And look, I mean, obviously you have to stretch the belief a little bit that the American would come and coach a Premier League team. But, you know, once you get into it, it's really enjoyable. Apple, it's been, I think, a big hit for Apple, and they've renewed it for two more seasons. So,
oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
Awesome.